This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations agencies are warning over 1 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip could experience the highest level of starvation by the middle of next month if hostilities continue. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The World Food Programme and the Food and Agriculture Organization say in a joint report hunger's worsening because of heavy restrictions on humanitarian access and the collapse of the local food system because of the nearly 8-month war. On Tuesday, a separate group of experts said it's possible that famine is underway in northern Gaza, but that the war and restrictions on humanitarian access have impeded the data collection to prove it. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The Lebanese military said its soldiers shot and captured a gunman who attacked the U.S. embassy near Beirut after a shootout that injured a security guard. The attack took place on Wednesday as tensions continued to simmer in the tiny Mediterranean country, where months of fighting between Hezbollah militants and Israeli troops have displaced thousands along the border. Local media reported there was a gunfight involving at least one attacker and lasting almost a half hour. UN Security General Antonio Guterres said on Wednesday countries must confront companies that support efforts to obstruct climate action as he marked World Environment Day.
We must directly confront those in the fossil fuel industry. We have shown relentless zeal for obstructing progress over decades.
The UN chief called the industry out for spending billions on, quote, distorting the truth, deceiving the public, and sowing doubt about climate change, while investing just a, quote, measly 2.5% of its total capital on clean energy alternatives. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday he could deploy conventional missiles within striking distance of the United States and its European allies if they allowed Ukraine to strike deeper into Russia with long-range Western weapons. Putin said the West was wrong to assume Russia would never use nuclear weapons and said the Kremlin's nuclear doctrine should not be taken lightly. When asked about NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg calls to allow Ukraine to use Western weapons to strike Russian territory, Putin warned allowing Kyiv to strike Russia with ever more powerful weapons was a serious escalation that was drawing the West towards a war with Russia. A major dam in southern Ukraine collapsed on June 6, 2023, flooding hundreds of square kilometers and damaging homes, infrastructure, and the environment. Ukraine blames Russia. Russia denies the accusation. A year later, the impact of the collapse is ongoing. Lessa Bakalets has the story.
Residents of Afanasyevka village near the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv say they remember vividly last summer when the Kakhovka dam collapsed and their houses were flooded. The water rose to this level, says Afanasyevka resident Olena Guluk. She points to the line at shoulder level where the remaining wallpaper gives way to bare stone wall. The Kakhovka dam was destroyed in a blast last June. Russia had occupied the dam on the Dnipro River since the start of the war. After the explosion, water flowed downstream, flooding settlements like Afanasyevka. Lesya Bakalets, VOA News.
Boeing on Wednesday launched astronauts from the U.S.'s space agency NASA for the first time after years of delays. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It was all systems go Wednesday for Boeing's Starliner.
And liftoff of Starliner.
The commercial shuttle with two NASA astronauts will dock Thursday at the International Space Station, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
This is another milestone in this extraordinary history of NASA.
Tori Bruno with United Launch Alliance, which had to scrub Saturday's liftoff because of a faulty power unit in one of the computers, says they are proud to join the human spaceflight community.
You know, I'm coming up on 450 personal launches. Pretty sure I'd seen everything. But I have to tell you, there is absolutely nothing like this.
With Starliner's flight, Boeing now joins SpaceX in the business of shuttling NASA astronauts. I'm Julie Walker.
Four people died and more than 20 were injured when a passenger train collided with a freight train in the Czech city of Pardubice late on Wednesday, emergency and government officials said. I'm Joe Ramsey.